Will you turn with me tonight, please, to the Gospel of Mark, Mark's Gospel and the 10th chapter. Mark chapter 10, and we're just reading the last few verses, beginning at verse 46 of this 10th chapter of Mark's Gospel. Very familiar words, the account of the healing and deliverance of blind Bartimaeus. And we'll read, please, from the 46th verse of Mark chapter 10, please. Mark chapter 10 then, and verse 46, and they came to Jericho. And as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me." And many charged him that he should hold his peace, but he cried out the more a great deal, "Thou son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, "Be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee." And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, "What wilt thou that I should do unto thee?" The blind man said unto him, "Lord, that I might receive my sight." And Jesus said unto him, "Go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole." And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. And we know that God will bless the reading of this familiar portion and this wonderful account of the deliverance and healing of blind Bartimaeus. Our text tonight is found in verse number 51. And I just want to speak for a few moments tonight upon a very simple subject as it relates to prayer. Simply, be specific. Here the Lord Jesus asks blind Bartimaeus a specific question, and he receives a very specific answer. "What wilt thou that I should do unto thee?" And blind Bartimaeus said unto him, "Lord, that I might receive my sight." A simple question and a simple answer, a specific question with a specific answer. One of the most important things whenever it comes to public prayer is to endeavor to be specific. I remember years ago reading a book by Dr. R.A. Torrey, who was a great evangelist and also an individual who was greatly interested in the whole subject of prayer and the Spirit-filled life. And he was the successor to D.L. Moody in the city of Chicago. And he preached right across America and in different parts of Britain and further places as well, Australia and so on and so forth. He was greatly used of God. And in one of the books that he wrote upon the subject of prayer, he said that in a public prayer meeting, he says, oftentimes you will find what he called a prayer meeting killer. Somebody who can quench the spirit of prayer so easily by going off on all sorts of tangents and getting away from being specific in prayer. D.L. Moody, his predecessor, said, "Some people's prayers need to be cut off at both ends and burned in the middle. Some people's prayers need to be cut off at both ends and burned in the middle. It's important to spend time with God in the secret place. It's important as well, I believe, to come to the public prayer meeting. But as we come to the place of prayer publicly, it's important to be sensitive to the needs of others. And it's as well important, I believe, to be specific whenever we pray." All through the Word of God, we have examples of men and women who spent a lot of time in the secret place alone with God, pouring out their hearts before Him and spending long seasons of prayer in the secret place, in the closet. But by and large, whenever you come to the public assembly of God's people and the public prayer lives of God's people, we have so many examples of great prayers that were offered and answered powerfully and publicly. And more often than not, those prayers were brief, they were concise, they were simple, they were earnest, and they were straight to the point. The Bible takes up little time and space recording screeds and screeds of long and dry prayers. And here we have a lovely example of a very simple and specific prayer that was answered almost immediately whenever an individual came before the Lord, and the Lord simply said to him, "What do you want me to do for you? What wilt thou have me to do unto thee? What do you want from me? What do you want me to do?" And blind Bartimaeus just simply said, "Lord, that I might receive my sight." That's my prayer. Lord, you're offering to do something for me. And Lord, I'm before you. And since you're asking, Lord, I'm just telling you simply, as you've asked me simply, I want you to give me back my sight. A simple and specific prayer. Now, prior to this, Bartimaeus had made quite a scene. In verse number 47, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy on him." And the people that were gathered around charged him that he should hold his peace. He was something of an embarrassment to them. You can almost see them now. "Bartimaeus, calm down. Keep it quiet, Bartimaeus. Shush, just be quiet, Bartimaeus." But he cried out the more a great deal, "Thou Son of David, have mercy on me." And as the Lord turned around and asked them to bring Bartimaeus to him, and he came into the immediate presence of the Lord, the simple question and the simple answer, "What do you want me to do?" And Bartimaeus quite simply said, "Lord, that I might receive my sight." We're before the Lord tonight. And if the Lord was physically standing in front of you, maybe 6 or 10 feet away, and he looked you in the face and he called you by name and he said, "Now what do you want me to do?" What would your immediate answer be? Specifically and simply, what would you say to the Lord tonight if he was to say to you, "What do you want me to do?" What would you say? And I think we would certainly be specific in that regard. A sermon like this tonight needs to be specific and simple and short perhaps as well, or else it defeats the purpose. Just two simple points tonight: a specific question, and then secondly, a specific answer. The question is very specific. What wilt thou that I should do unto thee? It's clear. It's unambiguous. Bartimaeus has no doubt as to what the Lord is asking him. He isn't confused as to the question. And he's standing right there as the question is asked in Christ's presence. He's been brought into the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now the Lord has visited the town in which Bartimaeus was in, the town of Jericho, and his presence, therefore, was very real. Bartimaeus was blind. He couldn't see the Lord. He couldn't cast his eye upon him because he was blind. But he knew the Lord was there. Now, we can't see the Lord tonight. The Bible says we walk by faith and we don't walk by sight. We can't see the Lord. He's invisible to us. But we are assured in the Bible of his presence with us in a meeting like this. He has promised to be here. Where two or three are met together, he said, "There am I, right in the midst of them." And so we are assured tonight that the Lord's presence is real. And it was real for Zacchaeus. But the Lord's presence was more than just real. The Lord's presence was near. You see, the Lord was passing through Jericho, and Zacchaeus was by the highway side. He was there begging, and the Lord drew near, and he cried out, and then the Lord said, "Bring that man to me. Call him over to me." And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And so it wasn't just that the Lord was there generally in Jericho in the vicinity. The Lord had drawn Bartimaeus to his feet. And Bartimaeus had cast aside his garments and he had endeavored to get as close to the Lord as it was possible to be. And so the Lord's presence was real and the Lord's presence was near. The Lord called this man in response to the man's need. The Lord tonight knows our needs. and Bartimaeus was drawn before him. And the Lord in his word encourages us to draw near. James chapter 4 and verse 8, draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse number 22, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. So the question that was asked specifically was asked to Bartimaeus whenever he was in the presence of Christ. And here we are tonight, and we take the Lord at his word. Just as Bartimaeus couldn't see the Lord, we can't see him either, but we are persuaded by faith that he's here. And he has brought us here, and you've endeavored to come. Christ's presence, Christ's proposition. What wilt thou that I should do unto thee? Just to paraphrase it, Bartimaeus, what do you want? If I could do something for you, Bartimaeus, what would it be? Now the Lord, of course, knew the heart of Bartimaeus and he knew his need. And before Bartimaeus would even express his desire and answer this great question, the Lord knew. But somehow there's something about publicly or privately seeking the Lord and bringing our burdens before the Lord, our supplications, our petitions, our needs, even though we're persuaded that before we even come, the Lord knows our needs and he knows our heart's desires, the Lord wants us to express those to him. And so he says, what do you want? And again, I ask you, if the Lord Jesus Christ was physically standing before you right now, and he asked you this question, what would you say? Christ's presence, Christ's proposition. You'll notice that this proposition was personal. What wilt thou that I should do unto thee? It concerned the specific needs of one individual. Great crowd of people there that day. A crowd had followed the Lord, but here's Bartimaeus, and the Lord's concerned about his specific needs. And so the proposition was very, very personal. And the Lord tonight is concerned about you and your specific needs as an individual, or as a home, or as a family. He's concerned, I believe, tonight as he looks upon us as a fellowship about our personal needs, individually or collectively. And while this is a public prayer meeting, we need as well to make this a personal prayer meeting. And you mightn't be able to pray audibly or pray out loud with your voice and lift up your voice on high. But regardless of whether you can pray audibly or you can pray inaudibly, it's important that we all pray and bring our personal needs before the Lord, even if it's a public prayer meeting, because this is exactly what Bartimaeus is doing. This proposition was personal. The proposition as well was pointed. What wilt thou of me to do? It was a question for the moment. It was a question for that hour, and it demanded an answer. What do you want me to do for you? Right now at this moment, Bartimaeus, what's the thing that comes to your mind and comes to the surface of your heart? As you stand presently before me right now, what do you want me to do? It was personal. It was pointed. We see here, yes, Christ's presence and Christ's proposition, but we also here have an indication of Christ's power. The one who asked this question was the Almighty Creator of the universe. And we see here something of his authority. What wilt thou that I should do unto thee? And it's almost as if the Lord's saying, if it's according to my will, Bartimaeus, there's nothing that you could possibly ask of me that it's impossible for me to do. If you can just believe, Bartimaeus, that I am the authoritative Savior of the world, and I'm your Savior, I'm your Lord, I'm your Master, and I'm Lord and Master over all things, and I've got supreme authority. Even Bartimaeus over your blindness. Jesus, the name high over all, in hell or earth or sky, angels and men before it fall, and devils fear and fly. Before the Lord ascended up into glory, didn't he say to his disciples, his followers, all power is given unto me. All authority is given unto me. And as the Lord asked this question to Bartimaeus, Bartimaeus immediately recognizes, here's one who's got supreme authority. And not only supreme authority, but supreme ability. Nothing that Bartimaeus could ask of Christ would be too difficult. I wonder tonight, do we really and earnestly believe this? As we enter into a prayer meeting like this, do we realize tonight, as the hymn writer said, "Thou art coming to a king, Lord's petitions with thee bring, for his grace and power are such that none could ever ask too much." Whenever Sarah laughed, whenever the Lord declared that she would conceive and bring forth a son, the Lord spoke to Abraham and says, "Is anything too hard for the Lord?" Whenever the disciples asked the Lord in Matthew 19:26, "Who then can be saved?" the Lord says, "With men this is impossible, but with God nothing shall be impossible." And again, whenever Mary, being told that she would conceive a child, a son, and his name would be called Emmanuel, she said, "How can this be, seeing I know not a man?" That very confession of Mary secures the reality of the virgin birth. How shall this thing be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel of the Lord says, "With God nothing shall be impossible." What an incentive tonight for us to pray. The Lord's authority, the Lord's ability, and also the Lord's agreeableness. Christ here was not only able to answer Bartimaeus' prayer, but also willing to answer his prayer. I keep getting the name Zacchaeus into my head tonight because he was from Jericho as well. I've maybe said Zacchaeus a few times already, but I trust you know that I mean Bartimaeus. Bartimaeus came to believe that the Lord was authoritative, the Lord had supreme ability, and the Lord was agreeable, more willing to answer prayer than even we are to ask. And tonight that is a wonderful incentive for us to pray, because the same Savior is with us tonight in a spiritual sense. And he bids us to come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. He said, "Hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name. Ask and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you." A specific question. "What wilt thou that I should do unto thee?" But we've got as well here a specific answer. "Lord, that I might receive my sight." "Lord, I want to be able to see. Take away the blindness, Lord. Meet me at this specific need." The question was clear and unambiguous, and so was the answer. The answer as well, or the prayer we might say, was clear and unambiguous also. You'll notice that Bartimaeus was swift to answer. "Bartimaeus, what do you want me to do?" And he says immediately, "Lord, that I might receive my sight." He dispenses with the formalities. He dispenses with the generalities. Bartimaeus was a man who knew exactly what he wanted. He had a very specific and a very obvious need. And as long as the Lord was there and the Lord was asking this question, Bartimaeus saw absolutely no need to wait any longer to make his petition. And so he says straight away, "Lord, this is what I want. I want to receive my sight. Since you're asking, Lord, this is my answer." Now, his prayer was immediate, but the answer was in the Lord's timing. The prayer was immediate. "What wilt thou have me to do, Lord? I want to receive my sight." And he was just making his petition, and the petition was immediate, but the answer to the petition, as far as Bartimaeus was concerned, well, that's in the Lord's hands. That's his timing. All I know is that he's able and willing to answer my prayer. He might answer it immediately. He might answer it with all in due course. But since the Lord is asking, I'm making my petition, and I'm making it immediately, I'm making it swiftly. Now, if we come to this prayer meeting tonight and we know what our needs are, and we know what our burdens are, and I'm sure most of us do, then let us simply ask and present our petitions unto the Lord. Philippians chapter 4 says, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication And with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto the Lord. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And I think Paul there is encouraging us to pray swiftly. Be careful for nothing. Don't run about worried and afraid and anxious and fretful like Martha, cumbered about much serving. If you're worried and you're concerned and you're burdened about something, just get before the Lord and present your supplications to Him. Instead of holding back, as Joseph Scriven said in his great hymn, "O what peace we often forfeit, O what needless pain we bear, all because we do not carry everything to God in prayer." So Bartimaeus was swift. He knew what he wanted, and he did not linger. Let's not drag our feet, but let's come before the Lord tonight with urgency and with fervency, and let's come before the Lord with real prayer, because Christ has promised to be here tonight. The Lord has promised to be in our midst, and He says that we're to pour out our hearts before Him. Pour out your hearts before Him, ye people. Just like a heart that's overwhelmed. The Lord says, just empty your heart before me. Back there in Psalm 62 and verse number 8. I think tonight if we linger, it either shows a lack of faith or it shows a spirit of indifference. If we really believe that God can answer prayer and our hearts are really burdened, surely then we will be swift and quick to pray and to lift our hearts and lift our voices. Bartimaeus here showed swiftness. Bartimaeus as well showed submission. What wilt thou that I shall do unto thee? And he says, first of all, Lord. Lord, that I might receive my sight. Here's a man that is absolutely yielded and surrendered to God. He recognized the Lordship of Jesus Christ. This one that's standing before me is the Lord, King of kings, Lord of lords. And he's making him Lord of his life. Lindsley Clegg was a British evangelist in the 20th century, greatly used of God in the 1940s and 50s and 60s. He said, you cannot have the gifts of Christ apart from the government of Christ. You can't have the gifts of Christ apart from the government of Christ. In other words, you can't really expect the Lord to bless you and answer your prayer unless you're willing to recognize the Lordship of Christ in your life. And Bartimaeus recognizes that. He recognized the sovereignty of Christ. And he was also subservient to the will of Christ. What wilt thou that I should do unto thee? And he says, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And I think with that little word might there, he's recognizing that yes, you're Lord. And if it's in your will, Lord, that's what I would like. I would like to receive my sight, that I might receive my sight. He's not making demands. He's not commanding the Lord. He's not being ignorant. He's not being rude. He's not being abrasive. He's not being presumptuous. He's recognizing, here's one that's able and willing to answer my prayer. And Lord, this is my prayer. Lord, that I might receive my sight. Lord, I know you're able to do it. And Lord, if it's according to your will, this is what I'm asking. This is what I want. You see, it's so important for us to be subservient to the will of the Lord. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Somebody said prayer is not us getting our will done in heaven. Prayer is getting God's will done on earth. And this blind man, Bartimaeus, seems to recognize something of that great mystery. John said in 1 John 5 and verse 14, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us. And if we know that He heareth us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of Him. He's praying according, therefore, to the will of God. He's praying as well with simplicity, not just with submission, not just with swiftness, but with simplicity. Lord, that I might receive my sight. What do you want me to do, Bartimaeus? And he says, my sight. He's being very specific, very simple. Lord, I want to be able to see. He didn't multiply words. He didn't spend 15 or 20 minutes or half an hour rehearsing his life's history, his life story, what was wrong with his sight. He understood, the Lord knows this. And so he was praying with simplicity. He didn't multiply words. He didn't rehearse all of the discouragements in life. He didn't rehearse all of the people it had been to and all of the physicians that weren't able to answer his prayers or help him. He just simply and specifically says, Lord, I want to receive my sight. He didn't beat around the bush. He got straight to the point. He didn't spend 5 or 10 or 15 minutes going through all of the preliminaries. He didn't try to impress the Lord either with theology. He didn't talk about all of the theological terms of the day. Sometimes people can do that. I remember attending years ago prayer meetings on a regular basis. There's one individual, and he just talked about theology publicly in his prayer for maybe 15 or 20 minutes or maybe half an hour or more. You'd have thought he was reading John Owen or Louis Burkhoff in the prayer meeting, and he just took the whole time just reaming off screeds and screeds of theology. As if somehow the Lord would be impressed that we're coming and telling him all of the doctrine that we know. Bartimaeus did none of that. He just simply and specifically said, Lord, that I might receive my sight. He didn't generalize either. He didn't pray in vague, simple terms that couldn't find an answer to be traceable. Sometimes you say, Lord, bless this and bless that and bless the other thing. And then we leave the prayer meeting and we don't really know if God has answered prayer or not. Bartimaeus was specific. He was simple. He was swift. He didn't generalize. He just got straight to the point. Now, not everybody in Jericho had an audience with Christ the way Bartimaeus had. But ultimately, this man was determined to be heard. Be specific. A specific question and a specific answer. I ask you again, if the Lord was to stand before you tonight and whisper in your ear, now what do you want? What wilt thou that I should do unto thee? What would your answer be? I'm sure we can all think of needs and burdens.